Hey everybody, welcome to DemoMirror.com. This is Matt. I'm sitting here with Ben Meddy, and we just heard a piece called Entranceway. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Matt.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I'm glad to be here with you talking about this.
Good.
Yes.
I'm glad that you're glad that we're here.
There's a lot of happiness and gladness going around.
Yes, so the song is called Entranceway.
Yes.
And it's something you did on your own completely. Everything's you,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of instruments going on, it sounded like.
Yes. But
tell me what was going on.
Well, let's see. There's a normal guitar. Then there's this six-string bass guitar that's like basically a normal guitar but tuned down an octave. It's called a Schecter Hellcat. It's really a bad name for a nice instrument. And then it's mostly those two guitars with some acoustic guitar, and then any of the other instruments, like the piano sounds that are in it, are all done in Reason and just recorded like kind of back through the computer. It's hard for me to remember because there's like three or four versions of it floating around. Like I kind of tend to like play with different instrumentations before I find something that works. So there's like a totally electronic version, like done with like that synth that I use in the Binars and the VL Tone and stuff like that, with like the VL Tone drum machine. And there's another version that's just acoustic guitar and like that air organ. And so I kind of like play around with stuff till I find something, but that's kind of like the version that's on the website is kind of the definitive one.
So it's something you've been working on for a while then?
Yeah, I mean, like I kind of get like little ideas for songs and try to build them up by recording them, kind of like add pieces to them. I mean, it's basically the same chord change with dynamic changes, and that's the big difference.
How long ago did you come up with the initial idea?
Probably about 2 years ago, I think. Like that recording is really funny because like it was one of those things that I just wanted to like get it down and like remember it. So yeah. Nothing's in tune with like there's like two guitars and they're both like horribly out of tune on this crappy acoustic guitar, and just really bad stuff, like to the point where I was like, this isn't even worth pursuing. And then like I found that demo, and then I decided to kind of like work on it and mm-hmm. rework it a little bit more. I kind of like get inspired by like equipment a lot, so like I bought a microphone and I was like testing out acoustic guitar with it, and I started playing that chord change and I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then like all of a sudden I just started recording it. So
general gist of the song, was it something that it just like popped in your head, or was it like you're just sort of screwing around and it happened?
Yeah, it was sort of like that. I screwed around with the chords, and then like I was just playing around with playing open strings, and then that's when that like kind of melody riff thing came out. But recording wise, I recorded most of it maybe like a year and a half ago, and then I added like the louder guitars and stuff like that 6 months ago maybe. Like I just like heard it, I listened to it, and I was like, that part just needs to be louder. So I set up an amp in like the hallway at my house, and I like at the bottom of the stairs, and then I mic'd the staircase basically. And so it's cool. Catching like the reflection of it, and it sounds like so much bigger and crazier than it actually is. It was that crappy hobo amp that I found on the side of the road. So
is this song for any purpose other than you're sort of, did you use it for anything? Do you have plans to use it for anything?
A little bit. Like I've been playing with this idea of like kind of making like a fake soundtrack to like films that aren't going to be made, basically, just because I can't like write lyrics very well or anything. So I was going to use it for that initially, but I mean, it's like, I'll probably release it when I have enough material that I'm happy with. I mean, I've got a lot of stuff, but it has to be like fleshed out and like really fully thought out. So that's what it was going to be used. I'm not really sure. Like it's being used for Demo Mirror now.
Okay. Cool. Thanks. Another thing I wanted to ask you about it was the title, Entranceway, if there's any sort of direct meaning, inspiration, anything like that. Because with instrumental music, it's so, like, when you link that word with it, you're automatically, like,
yeah,
you know, so
I was think just wondering. It was, like, something that I just felt like I was like thinking about the song. I just needed to name the file something. Right. And I was just like thinking about it in like the mood and the tonality of the song, and kind of felt like the beginning of something like...
I could see that. And when I listen to it, it sort of makes me feel like it gets me excited as it goes on, like that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah, so. That's definitely, yeah. So that was kind of it, like entering like a nice arboretum or something like that. That's what I think of at least. So
are you like sort of constantly doing stuff like this? Or is it like whenever you feel like it sort of thing, or...
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I work is basically like if I'll get an idea for something and I'll record like a really just quick version of it to get all the ideas down either on my iPhone or on the computer, and like using the computer mic, and then I'll just have it there and it'll gestate, and then I'll come back to it and be like, oh, I forgot about that idea, and then I'll kind of build it up. You know, lately because of school, I haven't really had time to like explore stuff as much as I want to. But I think once the winter break comes, I'll definitely be back at it. Like I had like this past week or 2 weeks ago, I didn't have class. So I started working on something, and it felt like just felt so good to get back in there and making stuff.
That's cool.
So
do you feel sort of like compelled to do it? Like you feel like an itch to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Yeah. I mean, playing keyboards in the binars is fun because I get to like explore sound, not just like playing, you know, keyboard parts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like explore like the timbre and stuff, but doing like stuff on your own is like totally different.
Right.
It's like you play everything or get people to play with you. And so it's definitely, yeah, it's like something I just need to do.
Right.
And like, I don't know, the stuff that I come up with, like, I can't think of it working in any other context, I guess. And it's like kind of, it seems selfish to say, but it's like something that like I have to do, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very selfish music.
Well, I think it's pretty sweet song, so.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing it with us. So, I think that's about it.
Cool.
Did you want to say anything else about it, or? Any hidden... If we play it backwards, will we hear anything strange going on?
You'll hear a lot of strangeness. Sound like backwards music.
Let's
think about that. No. No hidden messages, I don't think.
That's too bad.
There might be some cell phone bleed in there somewhere, I guess. So, well, thank you.
Thank you.
This whole project is really exciting.
Cool. Thank you.
I can't wait to see who's up next.